Reflections by Father Luis Zazzano, John 7, 40-53. Prophet. 1. Where does he come from? People often make judgments about us based on where we're from, our family background, or even things we've done in the past. You've probably heard phrases like, "That's so-and-so's child," or "That's the person who used to go out drinking." Yet God reveals today that He chooses people for their hearts, not their history or reputation. That's why God is inviting you to focus on your inner life. People will always have opinions and try to label you, but you shouldn't let that affect you. What you need to remember is your purpose, why you're here, who you're serving, and what brings you genuine happiness. 2. Where was he born? Naturally, people start to dig and speculate about where Jesus' power comes from or why he does what he does. Likewise, others will always analyze our why and how. Our actions ultimately define us. Therefore, you should never lose sight of where you came from and where you're headed. Most importantly, you aren't defined by what you say about your life, but by what you actually do with it. Focus on the reason behind your actions. Today, reflect on what you're doing for yourself and the mark you're leaving. 3. Life itself. Jesus calls us to prepare our hearts as Lent approaches its end. We place our trust in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who encourages us to remain surrendered at His feet. Everything we do should be for the greater glory of God. We're called to praise God, not people. Our mission is to work together so that God may reign within our hearts. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and guard you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.